And it's going to be in line with his statements where he said Jesus failed at the cross, but this time he's saying that God is destroyed and God is a failure. Pretty crazy stuff. So to start off with, this is a very vast and widespread speech to the Kenyan youth. Again, this is almost a theme on my channel. I've mentioned it several times that the Pope is always targeting the youth, as well as all the political leaders around the world. Remember what Ronald Reagan said about freedom is only a generation away from extinction? Well, that's exactly what they're doing, is targeting all the young people because they are very malleable to their intentions. But in this speech, he talked to the youth saying that, you know, there's a lot of tribal warfare and death and destruction in certain areas of Africa and how to overcome it. He makes some very typical socialist and New World Order comments, like this one, saying there are some small opportunities for the Kenyan youth, but really it's a social danger which is beyond us and even beyond this country, because it depends on an international system that is unjust. So again, just more New World Order type language there. But here's the kicker. Here's the big one. A reporter, Manuel, asked this question about how can you find God in all this tragedy? Specifically speaking about all the violence that's happening in various parts of Africa. And so here's the Pope's response. How can I see the hand of God in tragedy? I was going to say there's just one response, but no, there's no response. There's a path. To look at the Son of God, God endured death to save all of us. God became a tragedy. God allowed himself to be destroyed on the cross. When you don't understand something, when desperation hits you, then look at the cross. That is the great failure of God. That is the destruction of God, and it's a challenge to our faith.